Hello, everyone out there in Order of Tier Land.
Was that your old raspy man voice?
Yes, that was my old raspy transvestite voice.
Hi.
Mike has a really good time. I have to have something. What? So, yeah. This is radio show number 4. I am Justana, here with the Hammer K.
Sup?
And Jordan B. Sanders.
Yo, what's up?
And what else do I need to introduce? I forgot things last time.
We have a website.
Oh, yes, website. Orderoftier.com. See it.
See it.
Type it in.
Love it. See it, be it, do it, believe it.
All right. I am going to go first on this radio show.
Oh, man, she didn't even give us a chance.
Yeah, take that.
Snap.
Burn. Sick burn.
That's something epic. And I have just the thing.
Let's hear it.
So, this is probably the first of many tributes to the Hammer K for introducing me to such freaking awesome music. But I listened to this song for the first time, I don't remember, like maybe a month ago? Whenever we had the last Blind Guardian song. And so I've had this song stuck in my head pretty much ever since then. Every single day. It's in my dreams. So here is Precious Jerusalem by Blind Guardian.
Whoa! interrupt your regular Order of Tear broadcast to bring you this important news bulletin. The Order of Tear radio show has been hijacked by renegade ninjas. Therefore, the next two songs will be played in order, without introductions by either the Hammer K or Jordan B. Sanders. We regret any inconvenience this may have caused you. However, we will soothe your pained souls with epic music. Here is Nocturnal Rites, Me, followed by Hope's Fall, The End of an Era. We will return to regular Order of Tear broadcasting as soon as we battle the ninjas and defeat them for all of eternity. Chuck Norris, be with us.
One, just one more drink, one last cigarette, and I'm on my way. Oh, last night, it's all a haze. Here I play my way through filth and broken glass. Something is not the same. Something is different from that I guess I died inside. Oh, when there's nothing more, when I tried it all, come on God, when the eyes were closed tonight, when the there's nothing more.
right off the bat, I was totally digging what was going on with the music. But then the screaming started.
Yeah, it's sort of a different thing. Like, I don't know. I really... This is sort of like the transition for me from mostly screaming. This is like the beginning of it, from mostly screaming stuff to screaming stuff that has some non-screaming stuff in it.
Yeah, well, that had some non-screaming stuff in it.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
Right. I don't know. I just really like the juxtaposition of the melody under the really abrasive vocals.
Honestly, that really brought back memories of like going to shows at the skate park and stuff.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Like that was like all I could think about that entire time.
Well, they were totally a band like that. Like I actually got to see them play in Atlanta. I guess in 2002, and they were crazy, man. I mean, it was a really good show. So yeah, they're definitely like a scene type band, or they were. I mean, obviously they're not around anymore, but.
Yeah, that's cool.
Bummer.
Yeah. Really, to me, this was like their only album, because like, I never really got into any of their other stuff. But I don't know. I just, this whole thing, beginning to end, No Wings to Speak Of, is really good to me. I like it. But I think I have a lot of strange tastes in music, and I think this is probably one of them. Oh, strange, when I say strange, I mean strange to majority of people. Okay, majority of people who are into heavy music. And I think this is one of those.
I did look up the lyrics to that song, and they are really beautiful. But I'd never know it to listen to it. Because it was just like, rah! The whole time.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, the lyrics are awesome.
It's a cool band.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'd like to hear that CD, actually.
I have it in my car, so I'll let you take a gander at it when I...
Sweet. I like looking at CDs. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. Already back to me, eh?
Hey,
seems like it.
Where the washrooms, eh?
I get that reference. All right. Yes. Okay. So this is another song that has a very atmospheric quality to it that kind of takes me to another place. And as a bonus, the lyrics are also pretty awesome. And like many good lyrics out there, they're openly interpretable. So you can pretty much make them seem like whatever you want. So
you're saying it's all about sex, drugs, and money?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess you'll just have to see. I don't even know what I'm talking about yet.
I mean, that's the only kind of stuff I listen to, so.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yeah. What more is there?
Serious? Well, pop, because that's what I'm about to introduce to this radio
show. Uh-oh.
Yes. I'm excited.
So I'm doing truly the opposite of what you guys are, what we've played thus far. Take that.
Really? Take
so
That?
No. Oh, yeah. I did play Take That earlier in our very first radio show. So, yeah. On that note, this is A Conversation with God by Darren Hayes.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. I'm digging that song with a spoon, and then I'm reburying it and digging it again. Because that was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, like at first I thought his voice was going to annoy me, but it like fits into the music so well that it really didn't. Like the timbre of his voice, if it had been in like a different song, probably would have irritated me, but in that song it was awesome.
I
Yeah,
agree. He does have one of those weenie
everything about
voices.
that. Yes.
And man, the chorus was polyrhythmic as hell. Holy crap. That was
Those are my
awesome.
favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of the singer, he actually is, or, well, yeah, is the lead singer for Savage Garden.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They're not together anymore, of course, but he does his solo project under the name Darren Hayes.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, sing it, Hammer
Exactly.
King. Yeah, I'm glad you picked that one because I really enjoyed that song. Thanks, Donna.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's one of my favorites.
It's a good.
I might have to check some more of that stuff out.
Yeah, not all of them sound like that. Most of his songs are a lot more poppy.
Never mind then.
I like them, but I also like the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, well, I mean,
Who doesn't?
exactly. I was just listening to the Backstreet Boys and Painting a Room a couple days ago, no joke.
You're kidding.
No.
I know exactly who you were doing it with, too.
Yeah, this just makes it even gayer.
Oh,
And oh, we were listening to Show Me the Meaning of Being Lonely.
old school Backstreet.
Yeah, I have like a greatest hit CD. Okay, well, I'm gonna stop talking.
You just became my hero.
Show me the meaning of being lonely. Do 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 do.
Yes.
All right, so this next song.
All right, maybe some metal, please.
Actually, this is not metal.
Oh.
But it's still good. Long, long time ago, when I was just an itty bitty boy, really, just last week, really. I was watching this video, and this song was happening, and it blew my ears off. And when it okay, so it's dubstep,
Yes.
and the, yeah, so the video was what is that? Dubstep Guns.
Oh man, that is awesome.
Yes.
Oh, Donna, have you seen that video?
No.
Okay, we're
Holy
gonna have to
crap.
send you that link. We're gonna
Okay.
have to link it. Well, I'll link it in the post too. That way everybody can see what we're talking about.
Yeah, so the dude who did this, he goes by Claypex, and this song is called Lights. And I mean, it's a dubstep. I don't even know what to say about it. But I mean, it's
That
just
pretty much says all it needs to be said, I think.
it's dubstep, and it has some triplet stuff. I like triplets.
That's what dubstep is it's like triplets and then
Exactly. I think that's why
slowing
I like
down
it so
triplets.
much. And lots
Yeah,
of.
exactly. Whoa, 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 whoa,
Yeah,
whoa,
exactly. All right.
whoa, 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 whoa.
Exactly.
Okay, sorry, I'll stop.
We don't even need software to do that. You can just do that on the microphone. That's it.
Exactly. We'll put some reverb on it. It'll be good.
Yeah, exactly.
Throw through autotune.
Yeah, of course. Because we use autotune on everything, right, guys?
Autotune goes on the master track. I mean, so everything. Let's hear this song, brother.
Okay, bye.
Another queen, you are not a king.
So I don't know why everybody, well, not everybody, but I don't know why a lot of people like really hate dubstep music, or why it gets such a bad reputation with a lot of music enthusiasts.
They don't get it. I don't know.
I don't either.
Yeah, it's like, well, maybe it's just me being around a bunch of music snobs, or not necessarily being around, but just kind of seeing a bunch of music snobs interact on the internet. I mean, maybe, I don't know. A lot of people say dubstep's stupid music, or it's dumb, or it's horrible, or annoying, or whatever.
See, internet to bring out those people.
So, like, I love rhythms, and it's kind of a lot of rhythms.
Oh, yeah, well, it's rhythms with, like, fancy sounds on top of it.
And I freaking love synths, so, I mean, I don't even know. It's just, like,
I think it's one of those things where a lot of people think it's, like, just, like, electronic music in general is, like, talentless.
Yeah, it's some guy wanking off on a thing with a bunch of buttons.
And all I know is that anybody who has that sort of opinion has never tried to make electronic music.
Yep.
I can basically guarantee you that.
Mm-hmm. The man in that freaking video, when that first gun shoots off and it plays that main melodic idea, like that chorus thing. When I first heard that, I was like, holy mother!
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
Except it was more like, OMG!
Oh, man. I like dubstep. And one of the coolest things I've ever heard in a dubstep song is that printer breakdown.
I was just thinking that.
Well, somebody took, like, samples from a dot matrix printer and, like, made a breakdown with it. Man, I don't even know what the song is called or who did it, but it was one of the coolest things.
Yeah, just search for printer dubstep and it pops up 1,000 times.
Yeah.
I don't know how I've never heard of this before.
Holy crap.
Oh, you've never heard of dubstep?
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's awesome. You should go on DI, like DI.FM. They have a whole bunch of different kinds of electronic music you've probably never heard of, like Gabber and, you know, like all kinds of stuff. I just flip around through other stations a lot just to see if I can hear anything interesting. Sometimes, a lot of times it's just like, meh, but sometimes you get some really cool stuff.
Yeah, every once in a while they blow your face off.
Yeah, the hardcore station's awesome.
It always blows your face off.
Yeah.
Well, if there's one thing I've learned from this radio show, it is how sheltered I am.
Yeah, Donna, we're gonna have to bring you outside that shelter and knock it down. Mm-hmm. Burn it to the ground.
It's happening.
Awesome. Well, I hate to say it, but I'm not gonna be doing that in any way with my next song.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this is. I really like this song, and this was probably the first band and song that I ever really got into that had like as a distinct section where it was like the dude was singing and like he screams a lot too. But I really, really like this album that this song is from, and I like some of this band's newer stuff too, but I don't know. It's just the same story with every band. They, you know, they evolve their sound and they change some things, and it doesn't resonate with me as much as it used to, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But anyway, this song is really cool. I like it beginning to end, and I'm pretty sure I know that both of you guys do too, but I'm just going to go ahead and play it because it's important in my musical history. The song is called My Last Serenade by Killswitch Engage.
Yes! I'm so glad. I was totally thinking about Killswitch Engage earlier.
Awesome.
In the bed, I'm ignorant, desolate.
Yeah, ever since I've heard that song up until this very moment, I've always wanted to be in a band that did that kind of music live.
Two. I love that song.
That funny story, that was actually one of the that was the first Killswitch song I ever heard.
Also,
that was one of the first songs that got me into screaming.
Oh, really?
Actually, really.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
Killswitch is one of those really rare exceptions to my screaming rule. I actually, theirs really works. I think I know why. I think their vocalists are have both been very discerning about when to use the screaming and when not to. So the melodic parts are generally sung and the hardcore awesome parts are screamed. Mm. And that totally works. I just don't like screaming to mess with the glorious melodic parts of a song.
It's dynamic contrast.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Jordan, if you hadn't picked that song, it totally would have been one of my picks.
Oh, yeah. I was telling Lindsay earlier tonight, I'm probably going to steal Donna's thunder with this song.
Yeah. I'm just glad it wasn't one of my picks tonight.
Yeah.
We would have had a showdown.
Uh-oh. You would have had it because you would have gone for me.
That's true.
You could pick another one of their songs. They got some other good ones.
Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Yeah, I don't know, like, when I first heard this song, I was in a band that we were doing, like, metalcore stuff, like, basically just complete screaming, like, almost no melody, and, like, I tried my hardest to push the band towards doing this kind of stuff, and it just never happened, and it was a big bummer to me.
That is so sad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one of my influences for a lot of the stuff that I wrote for Endove.
Man, end of. Yeah. That's like pre-Order of Tear.
Yep. Like
Order of Tear 0.1.
Yeah, metalcore version.
Oh, man. Awesome. So, I guess that's it?
I guess that is it.
Man, another episode down the drain.
Yes!
Alrighty, well, let's wrap it up in that case.
I never wrap it up.
Oh, dude. Okay. Yeah. Let's cut it now. Go ahead.
Cut? Why would you cut it?
No. Oh, God. Anyway.
Do we need to do any plugs?
Let's see.
Twitlers.
Yeah.
The YouTubes.
All of that / Order of Tear.
Yeah.
Music.orderoftier.com. What else we got? Orderoftier.com, podcast.orderoftier.com, radio.orderoftier.com. Oh, yeah, we're on radio.orderoftier.com now.
That's new.
Yeah, that's new. This you can go to radio.orderoftier.com and get the feed for, or get the all the episodes of the Order of Tier radio show, of which this is the fourth. And
yes, sir.
I think that's about it. We are still playing Memphis Comic and Fantasy Convention next month. That's coming up in a couple weeks.
Yes, the banners came in. We got two 2 foot by 6 foot banners?
Yeah, those looking good.
Yes,
they do.
So, yeah, exciting things happening in Order of Tier world.
Absolutely. Alrighty then. Well, that's it for me. This is Just Donna from Order of Tears signing out, along with Mike the Hammer K.
Yeah, how's yeah?
Dude almost said, how's it going at the end of this thing?
I did. Because it's an ongoing journey for me.
Yeah, that's right. It never ends.
Yeah.
True. And Jordan B. Sanders is saying goodbye as well.
Goodbye as well. Take it easy, guys.
Doodles. Deuces.
there. This is the final blow.